We start this week's edition with news from Heathfield and District, generously sponsored by Melina Joy Opticians.
Heathfield hopes to have its own cinema. Responding to a poll earlier this year, Heathfield and Waldron Parish Council noted demands for a local picture house outstripped most other items on its wish list. Now, a community impact statement has been issued on a scheme called The Vault, a cinema and cafe which aims to provide accessible, inclusive and affordable film experiences for the local community. The cinema should be accessible to everyone by offering affordable screening, diverse programming and inclusive events, aim to remove barriers and ensure everyone can enjoy watching films together. And they say the cinema will be more than just a screen with family-friendly events and concessions for people on low incomes. It will also support education and skills by running film clubs, workshops, and discussions that encourage creativity, media literacy, and lifelong learning. Speaking to The Express, Councillor Patrick Coffey said, "A cinema was a hugely popular choice when we asked people what they would like to see in Heathfield. We are looking at suitable venues at present. It would be the community centre, one of the local churches or halls. We have to investigate further, but it's an exciting idea and one we'd like to bring to fruition." Project organisers also say, "As well as revenue generated for the town, it will also lead to the creation of employment for local people, something which is in short supply for young people in particular." The notice was liked on social media by 219 people. Parish Council Chair Gil Snook said, "Well done, a great thing to do for our community." But Sue Hope's queries, "Just a point, Helsham Pavilion already provides much of this and is only 9 miles away. I appreciate Heathfield may like its own cinema, but it's worth acknowledging there is already a beautiful cinema within easy reach. There is also a lovely cinema in Uckfield." Lynn Fazer said, "Cannot wait. Good luck with it all."
A new Speedwatch group has been set up in Crossing Hand. The group, headed by Heathfield and Waldron Parish Councillor Naz Meehan, met for training at the Isenhurst Junction on the A267 in Crossing Hand on Friday morning, August the 29th. The aim was to give volunteers training in the use of the equipment used to measure the speeds of oncoming traffic. Mr. Meehan said, "This first session was very successful. It wasn't just an educational exercise for trainees, but also a speed limit reminder to drivers passing this very dangerous junction. The speed limit here is 40 miles per hour. As members of the A267 Road Safety Group are aware, the road features strongly in the County Council's speed reduction programme aimed at addressing noted danger points on our roads. I was pleased to note that all drivers who passed us were driving sensibly at that time and no speeding offences were reported. Well done to the drivers." Sussex Police say Community Speed Watch is a national initiative where, in partnership with the police, members of communities use detection devices to monitor local vehicle speeds. Volunteers report drivers exceeding the speed limit to the police with the aim of educating drivers to slow down. If data proves a driver is ignoring repeated warnings, police can prosecute them. Volunteers receive training and neighbourhood policing team staff will support them.
As part of her surgery summer tour, Nusrat Ghani, MP for Sussex Weald, held public surgeries across the constituency to help residents with local and national issues. The tour spanned across Wadhurst, Frant, Groombridge, Hartfield, Crowborough, Hailsham, Cow Beach, Bodle Street Green, Rushlake Green, Punnetstown, Broadoak, Crossinhand, Mayfield, Town Row, Five Ashes, Hadlow Down, Maynards Green, Heathfield and Horam. A wide range of issues was raised, including speeding, parking, road conditions, and issues with highways. Concerns about business rates, tax regime, and employment costs, especially in the hospitality sector. Small business support, issues around access to education and SEND provision, eligibility for childcare support, food security and farmers tax, connectivity issues and broadband provision, access to healthcare and GPs, and concerns about the planning proposals put forward by the current Liberal Democrat and Green coalition leadership at Wealden District Council. Nusrat Ghani said, "I always pledged to make myself accessible to residents of all corners of Sussex Weald, even in the most remote villages. Over the summer, I held public drop-in surgeries in Wadhurst, Frant, Groombridge, Hartfield, Crowborough, Hailsham, Mayfield, Town Row, Five Ashes, Hadlowdown, Maynards Green, Heathfield and Horam, as well as the villages that have joined the constituency at the last general election, including Cowbeach, Bodle Street Green, Rushlake Green, Punnetstown, Broadoak and Cross in Hand. I was overwhelmed by the positive reaction at every single stop, and I'm grateful to all residents who came by to say hello or to share their questions, concerns of personal difficulties that I might be able to help with, from issues with traffic and highways to concerns regarding tax, education and business rates. I hold regular telephone, virtual and in-person surgeries across the constituency, so if you need my assistance or would like to have a chat about any local or national issues, you can always get in touch with me at nusrat.ghani.mp@parliament.uk.
Local news for Heathfield from Karen Cooper. The Arts Society Wealden Lectures 2025-2026. Come and join us for our exciting programme of 10 monthly lectures starting in September 2025. Our first lecture will be on Tuesday the 9th of September 2025, entitled Life and Art of Marion North. Victorian botanical artist and traveller at 2 p.m. Marianne North led an unconventional life, painting rare plants in their native lands. Edward Lear, Charles Darwin, and Joseph Hooker all formed part of her literary and botanical life. The pursuit of plants took her around the world, whilst her paintings were destined for Kew. The annual subscription is £50. And we welcome guests to individual lectures for £7.50. If you would like to try us, you can come to your first lecture free of charge. Our nationally accredited speakers are experts in their field, and we have a diverse programme covering fine and decorative arts, as well as architecture, design, photography, and much more. The venue is Heathfield Community Centre, Sheepsetting Lane, Heathfield, TN210XG. For more information, visit theartssocietywealden.org.uk.
Some village news from Etchingham from Colin Boylett. Bird School. Award-winning author Adam Nicholson will talk about his latest book, Bird School, a clarion call to wake up to the wonder of the bird life around us in Sussex, even as bird populations decline. Copies of Adam's book will be available for personalised signing. The talk is in Etchingham Village Halls on Saturday, September the 13th, 7:30 p.m, doors open 7 p.m. Tickets £15 to include a glass of wine. Tickets can be purchased from Etchingham Post Office or by contacting Caroline Moore, caroline.moore.etch@gmail.com. All proceeds towards the repair of the roof of Etchingham Church Tower. Air Ambulance. The Etchingham Trust for Sports and Recreation, ETSR, the trust that runs Etchingham Village Halls, registered charity number 107-6642, have a presentation on September the 19th at 7:30 p.m. by Air Ambulance Kent, Surrey, Sussex, AAKSS, about the work they do and how you can help. Tickets are £10 and will be on sale from the beginning of August. Tickets will be available from Etchingham Post Office or by contacting Colin Boyle at 01580-819-532, colin.boylett@gmail.com. All proceeds from ticket sales, after very minor expenses, will be shared by the two charities, ETSR and AAKSS. To keep the helicopters flying and the rapid response vehicles on the road costs £56,000 every day. 88% of that funding comes from the donations and fundraising.
Community news from Wealden. Repair Cafe at Heathfield and Horam is back from the summer break. If you would like a repair of an item or have something that you would like restored, we will be here for you this Saturday, the 13th of September, at Horam Village Hall, A267 Horam, TN21 OJE, from 9 a.m. until 12 noon, and on every second Saturday of the month. Help us to preserve our environment and put a dent in our throwaway culture. On most occasions, we will be able to repair computers, electrical items, furniture, bookbinding, minor mechanical problems, bicycles, knife sharpening, small sewing repairs, clocks, sewing machine checkup, and come and try a delicious cake with a cup of coffee or tea. Cash or card reader payments accepted. Heathfield Repair Cafe is generously funded by donations from Co-op Horam. Everyone is welcome and all services are free, but donations are very welcome. For more information, see heathfieldrepaircafe.com. Community Lunch Club at the Community Hub, Union Church, Heathfield. A chance to meet with others and enjoy a delicious hot two-course lunch with tea or coffee for just £5. This group runs on the 2nd and 4th Tuesdays, the 9th and the 23rd of September, and places can be booked with the church office. Age Concern Heathfield also provide a minibus to collect and return you if needed. These can be booked on 01435 866 960. And that brings us to the end of the news for Heathfield and District.